Right, let's start this one off with some cricket. Proteas fast bowlers Kagiso Rabada and Gerald Coetzee have opened their accounts after taking a wicket each in the second innings against Sri Lanka. Now, it's been a beautiful day of cricket at the Kingsmead Stadium earlier as Tristan Stubbs and Captain Themba Bavuma each knocked a ton for the Proteas. Now, the pair struck a 249-run partnership before their dismissals to help South Africa 366 up in their second innings. Tristan Stubbs and Themba Bavuma posted 122 and 113 each, respectively, contributing to that total of 516. So that's the target Sri Lanka need to get to and beat. Sri Lanka currently on 75 with a loss of two wickets. And then over to some rugby. Sacha Feinberg and Gomezulu will wear the number 10 jersey, and fellow Springbok Mani Libok will start on the bench for the DHL Stormers in tomorrow's United Rugby Championship clash at the Kings Park Stadium. Now, Bok flanker Ben Jason Dixon is also back from injury with veteran Zimbabwe and Dave Evers at open side. Now, the Stormers are under pressure after only two victories in their first five matches. They are currently in 13th place on the log, with the Sharks in 9th. Now, the Durban Knights don't have the best record against the Cape side, having never won a match against them and the URC title holders. But former Sharks and Springbok prop Tendai the Beast Dawarira reckons the Challenge Cup title holders have a chance.
The Stormers will obviously present a few challenges. They've got a great squad, a great coach in John Dobson, great system that they've been adhering to for the last couple of years, and they've obviously won the URC. But for us, it's all about taking it one game at a time and making sure that we deliver the best performance. I've got no doubt the boys will be ready for Saturday.
Now, tomorrow's Coastal Blockbuster kicks off at 5 p.m. Shifting to Formula One to close, the focus at this weekend's Qatar Grand Prix shifts to the Constructors' Championship after Max Verstappen secured his fourth consecutive driver's title in Las Vegas last week. McLaren have a 24-point lead over second-placed Ferrari, with Red Bull's 53 points adrift. Qualifying for the sprint race takes place at the Lasalle Circuit after first practice this afternoon. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faeda Khan.